flesh, flesh is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Can I get the clock to hold up here?
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do we have these things working too? Are they working? Now, Brother Rob, all you had to do was yell at me. As I stepped out of my house just now again, because it doesn't make no difference to this few folk I got here. It's no wonder people out there are not paying any attention. Came to his own. Hello, own. You know you're not your own?
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
You're not your own. You have no say about your life. Oh, boy. You have been bought. You don't belong to you. So what you want doesn't mean anything. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You better wake up and be sober. You're drunken on this spirit of this age. Yeah, you are. I should not have to come to this tabernacle when I have to talk to the rest of the world and deal with you. He came to his own. They should have received them so the rest of the world could receive them. But they didn't do it. And they made a willful choice. We will not. Of course, you all know the scripture. I didn't quote Bible to you. I must have told you first. You know, 3 years ago they picked up off these grounds. 3 days later I come back on the ground and half of the people left. And you think them folk out there listen to me? They don't, what happened to you? I'm in the pulpit. I'm alive. I'm screaming. I'm yelling. I'm jumping up and down and rebuking and reproving. That doesn't mean a damn thing to most people. Jesus hung on a cross. And most of them would not accept. He said, if I do it, I'll throw all that in his head. And you folks sit right there. Duh. I must have spoken to you hundreds of words. You better get some understanding. You don't understand what I'm doing, do you? You thought you would, huh?
Hallelujah.
Why you look so pretty? Outwardly we look so nice, but inside we're full of dead man's bones. And for 3 years I've been crying, dry bones! Dead bones! Observation. You're going to live by faith. And I'm dealing with a generation in which there is no faith.
Glory! Hallelujah! Glory!
How's your faith?
Glory!
Well, we all know more faith than you. I'm not asking that. If you was going to ask me what about faith, I should have faith
in God.
Oh, where is God?
Here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You sure don't act like it.
Yes.
You weren't here waiting on him. He was here waiting on you. You folk amaze me. Too much is given. I'm quoting the book. The one you ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The market. Before I came out of the house, I went back to my computer because God, see, I got scriptures that God gave me. I'd like to get on it, but I'm always confronted with this. It's amazing how Jesus came to his own. And they confronted him.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know it's your Messiah? That's one scripture I asked. When Jesus asked me, was John of God? Or was he of men? Hey, now you wise guys sitting out there again listening, I'm quoting from the book.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you get the book and read it? Oh, because today they've just about done away with the book. They translated it right out of existence.
Amen.
You can't only go to a church in America and find them all preaching out of the same book.
Amen.
They got their own translations. The American Revised Version, the English Version, modern day English. Where the hell is the Spirit of God upon this?
Right.
Not by might.
No.
Not by translations.
Hallelujah.
Not by scholars.
No.
But by my Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you focus on. See, if you don't practice your faith daily, then when the time comes for you to use it, your faith will fail you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because you haven't practiced it enough.
Yes.
You haven't exercised.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on, come on. You might just as well go ahead and do it.
Glory.
Get it over with. You're not bold enough to go out the door, are you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Not bold enough to do that, are you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory. Praise God. Praise you, Lord.
I think we had a scripture read here some time ago. Of course, it doesn't make no difference what I say. I'm telling you, your face is looking at me with a blank look on. Don't recognize the truth. Don't recognize the prophet.
My Lord.
I'm talking to you.
Yes, Lord.
Good.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Ask the Pope. Ask God what burden you got. Why are we a burden to you, God?
Ooh, God.
Well, now, wait a minute. He doesn't say that. Then what does it say?
Ooh, God.
Come on, all you Bible boys. What does it say? It's who can help me out with this one? Here we go again.
Glory.
See? You weren't ready for this.
Glory.
And when this people,
or the prophet, or the priest, or the president, or the pope, or Jackie, or Owen, or Timothy, or Terry. Yes, Lord.
When this people, or
the prophet, or a priest, shall ask me, saying, "What is the burden of the Lord?"
What's troubling God right now? What's the burden on God's heart right now? Don't do that to me, you wicked heart. What is on God's heart right now? Huh? God's heart.
Glory.
To do what? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Praise your save. Not the world. Not the Democrat. Not the black man. Not the white man. Not the rich man. Not the poor man. His people from their sin. You know, I ain't got no sin. I just heard from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Look, if you're not going to believe that, then get off these grounds.
Hallelujah.
Leave this tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
And never come back again and find your own way.
Hallelujah.
See, now you sit there.
Oh, the Lord. Hallelujah.
All I can tell you, of course, you're not going to believe me. Only a few are going to be saved.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Only a few. And I can go back to the biblical pact pattern. Most of the prophets, when they died alone. Rejected by the people. They have Moses! And the prophets!
Yes, Lord!
Bring an update! Well, now, you're a prophet once. You propheted a whole lot off of this brother. You got rich. You own a lot of property, got many cars. And I keep telling you folks, the reason why I take the response from them is because the Spirit goes from this place.
Hallelujah.
Just like it went from Jerusalem all around the world. It goes from the house of God.
Yeah.
You, right now, but whatever Spirit's on you is now going right out into the world. And I guarantee you this, many out there are agreeing with you. They're against the prophet.
Against, oh yes. Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Hello, Ralph. Ralphie. Hey, Ralph.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt then say unto them.
Start over again. Where's that?
Jeremiah 23:30.
In the King James Version, the only one authorized by God for the church of this generation.
Glory, yes, Lord.
Not the Douay Version.
No.
The King James.
Hallelujah.
And if you damn fools don't know why I tell you that, it's the only translation of the Bible that was authorized by a God-given authority.
Yes.
Well, King James was the devil. So what? He was still king. And why that fella authorized that? Only God put it in his heart. And then the way he picked him out. You don't even know, do you? Most of the men that wrote that King James Version didn't even contact each other. Never met each other. He just signed a certain part to a certain man. Why did you say, man, I just don't get it? Kind of puzzling the way God did things, isn't it? Kind of strange, huh? Should have consulted with you.
Oh, no.
I really didn't want to do this morning. I'm trying to find a way to encourage the few that are here. But my God, if you folks don't start encouraging yourself, how in the world am I going to encourage you?
Yes!
I didn't say please yourself.
No!
I said encourage yourself.
Yes!
There's a good way to do it. Woe is me!
Woe is me, Lord!
Not you, me! Where's that?
Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah, one of the prophets.
Amen.
Jeremiah 20, a major prophet.
That's right.
That's unique too. Because Bible students will tell you there are major prophets.
Yeah.
and minor prophets. So if you listen to the major ones, just reject the minor ones, huh?
My Lord.
Of all the prophets that you read about anywhere, I'm the least of them all.
Amen.
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 And you that get into the kingdom are going to be greater than this one.
Hallelujah.
You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the scriptures, the word of God, the bread of life, the water of life. You don't know them. You don't know the scriptures. Look how he responded to me. Better for you to never have known than to know what you already know. The scriptures. The scriptures. The scriptures. The revelation truth. The scriptures. You don't know, neither do you know the power of God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Yes. Chief. Oh God. Hallelujah.
I want you to hear the verse again. Jeremiah where?
23.
And all you wise guys who wait for Saturday morning to come so you can get ready to challenge the prophet.
Oh God.
Y'all told me you're going to be here, but you're not here.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bunch of cowards.
Jesus.
If a man tells me he's going to come here and face me, and he don't come, what is he? No, he isn't. He's a liar. What's wrong with you people?
Oh, God.
Jesus said, I'm going to come again. Yeah. He's not a liar. He told you Antichrist must first come. He's not a liar.
No.
And even now, even now, in this tabernacle, are there many
Antichrist?
You yield your body, mind, and soul to that?
Amen.
Isn't it something? And y'all sitting there, but I'm saved. I'm okay. Dare a man look you in the face and say, no, you're not.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Yes. Thank
you'll
God.
Kill that guy.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jeremiah, what?
23, 33.
Jeremiah 23, 33.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And when this people, or the prophet,
or the priest,
so ask you,
or the white man, or the black man, or the good man, or any man, when this people,
shall ask you,
they ask you,
saying, what is the burden of the Lord?
What is God's burden?
All right.
What is the burden of the Lord? What is the burden? What is it? Huh? You didn't know God had a burden?
All right. Oh, thank you, God.
What y'all told about God? You got all by yourself. Yeah, I know. But I went and made a bunch of folk.
Yeah. Glory.
To be completed, me and me and them.
Yes, God.
Yeah. And they gone astray and walk their own way and do their own thing.
Oh, God.
They, don't they know I alone am God?
Oh, God.
Oh, see. I can't even get you folk to grasp. I'm looking at you right square in your faces, in your eyes, and it's the way you look. That's where you look. You keep looking. Then you leave and say, well, I did the best I could. You're not even doing that.
My Lord.
You're not even striving.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
I try to tell you, for years, seeking God is not enough.
No.
You won't get in. For many will seek. For many will seek. For many will seek to enter into the kingdom. For many will seek the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord, yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
What's your burden? Many seeking. I made the way. I showed the way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm surprised I can even stand this morning.
My Lord.
Hey, my little physicians. What are you doing to a guy like me who is suffering with a pain right behind his lip?
Glory.
Like a knife.
Yeah.
Like somebody's back there. What would be your advice, physician?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Don't scream. Don't yell. Don't lift up your voice.
Well, we don't believe you. I guess God just dropped us. Kill me, make you folk wake up, huh?
Oh,
they kill Jesus and still they wake them up. And you folk don't learn nothing from that book.
Glory!
They kill the prophet.
Yes.
All the day long.
Oh, hallelujah.
I wonder how much of your day do you kill me.
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
What's your burden, God? Surely, look at this. We're over here, nice sunny day.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We're in the ark.
Glory to God.
Door's still open, though. So if I want to go out and take a stroll.
Oh, bless you.
No effort on your part to show me that you're listening. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sitting in the same old seat, told you had the same old way.
Bless you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
What's your burden, God?
Oh, bless you.
You better hear what thus saith the Lord. Well, we're not listening to you, then turn the dial. No, you're not. Ain't even got enough courage to do that, do you?
My Lord.
Yeah. People keep telling me, you ain't going to be around long. No kidding. No kidding. You're fooling me.
Glory. Glory to God.
I'd probably start my last year.
Bless you.
If I make it that long. You do know that this coming year is going to be the next one.
Yes.
Well, what's he going to say? What's he going to say?
Oh, bless
you. Oh, it's nice when you say 20 years ago that Jesus is going to come in the month when all the feast days, well, people don't know what the feast days mean.
Yeah.
The last feast. What's it called? Well, how do you get there? See, you don't know. The Feast of Trumpets. Blow your trumpet in Zion. We're going to tabernacle. We're going to live with our God forever. My God. Well, I want to go there. The ministers weep between the porch and the altar. Say, my God, spare your people from the last generation. I'm looking right at you. I'd like to go to the next thing, like I said. You don't know what I'm doing when I do that. I'm showing you how little you understand what's going on. So you sit there.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Prophet! Well, there's a problem right there, part of it. You don't believe I'm the prophet.
No.
Do you know that that's part of your responsibility?
Yeah.
Do you know that people don't believe in God? You know why? Because it's part of our responsibility.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
The only way we're going to get people to believe in God is for God's people to believe in God.
Glory! Glory! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Glory to God!
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Woo, hallelujah!
Glory! Hallelujah!
But you got to believe until death!
Hallelujah!
So whether you live or whether you die, you're believing until death. You got to die out to yourself, your mannerism. We're burning, God.
Then
you say unto them,
what burden?
I will even
forsake
you.
Yes, God. Oh, yes.
Thank God for the New Testament.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
People so dumb, so ignorant. See, I can't talk to you because I'm looking right at you folks, and you're not helping me. But I will boldly say, amen. You didn't know that worship took some works and deeds. You can't do these.
Glory.
You don't go to these damn seats. You got to take them out and make you sit on the floor.
Glory. Hallelujah!
Aren't they comfortable?
Glory.
Yes, sir, boy. I think I'll sit down.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Glory to God. Oh, bishop.
Oh, let the sun
shine in. Face it with a smile. Frowners never win.
Stop your frowning.
Smilers never lose, so let the sun shine in. Face it with a smile. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
Brother Stare, where are you? All you do is play repeats and old sermons where are you? Are you alive? Hey, brother, now, if I say to this, my gent, are they out there listening to me?
Oh, God.
Huh? Do I have a witness? At least two? I'm here.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hosanna! Hosanna!
Friend or foe?
Friend.
Oh, bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless you.
Hello? If I know who that is, don't you?
All right.
Huh?
Please be praying for you always.
We need them.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless you.
From afar off! She must not have nothing to do. Because every time I ask for a phone call, bingo! What does that mean? What does that mean? Are you listening? I'll be somewhere listening.
I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Hallelujah!
I'll be somewhere.
Hello? How are you?
On your broadcast yesterday, and I quickly turned to Romans 5. It's just what I needed, and that's no jive.
Very good. Keep listening.
God bless me and all the saints. And you saints, you tell the truth. It's in our faces. And this suffers looking at our faces. And I'll tell you another thing, Brother Stuart. Mordecai, the word burden is so big, it's so huge, it starts out. And sentence number one, the burden of the word of the Lord. Malachi, to take to the people.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Keep listening to the prophet.
Hallelujah. Every day in my heart. When I'm praying, I'm listening. When I'm listening, I'm listening.
Lord bless you. You see, I don't need to be smart. I really don't. I really don't. Stop trying to tell me something. Just listen to the prophet.
Amen.
You know why you don't do it? Because you doubt. You doubt that I'm that prophet.
Amen.
No matter what God does in front of you.
Right.
They doubted that Jesus was the Christ.
Yes.
They doubted the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on,
yes,
folks. Whosoever will not hear that, that word that means one. Not them. He did not say it. He did not say whosoever will not hear those prophets. He did not say it that way. He did not do it. And he's given you the chance to testify about that prophet. And you do that by submission. That's how we prove that God is God. We submit. We don't subject. We submit. Learn submission. Jesus was our example. He learned submission by the things that he suffered.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
How many of you folks think you're suffering?
Huh?
But most of you are suffering because of your own sins.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore the man complain when he's being punished or corrected or chastised? You're not being punished for somebody else's sin. You're being punished and corrected for your own sin. And thank God you don't get full wages. You on the eternal security program. Boy, you people are something. You do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you. You have not yet resisted unto blood. Striving against the sin of unbelief. It overwhelms you almost every minute. Everything you got to deal with, you either believe it's of God or you don't. Unbelief, the sin that does so easily. How you doing with it now?
Glory, yes. Glory.
Oh, I believe I'm sinning. And you can sit so nonchalant.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, I believe I'm a sinner. And I keep telling you people that your sins, S-I-N-S. This is why I like the King James Version. Authorized by God. Men moved by the Holy Ghost, translated into the English language. The language that God has chosen to get the last day, end time, final message to the entire world. Somebody! I wish some of you folks would understand English. Boy, you see right there. Now he'll be over by 12. He'll be done. I wish I was. I wish it was done.
Lord.
What burden, God? This last day church that sits around so sanctimonious.
Lord.
I'm rich.
Glory, God.
Don't need the riches of His grace because you're rich. Don't need the long suffering of God because you're long suffering. There's another verse that I quote. Some of you folks, count the long suffering of God as count. Just count this morning. This last hour. Just count how many times God should have just slapped you down and drug you out. And the reason he hasn't done it because he determined to save you. I know you don't like my approach, but boy, we want to be so perfect in the flesh. Cannot be, will not be, never has been.
Amen.
The only way you can attain perfection is by the Spirit and the power of God dwelling in you, living in you, motivating you, controlling you. By the works of the law, the works of the flesh, will no man be perfected.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy. What am I saying, God, that these folks sit right in front of me and it doesn't move them at all? Oh, boy. The last couple of days, one of the leading, most powerful broadcasters was giving his final broadcast for this year. He said, I didn't think I'd be here this long. Because he's dying with lung cancer. In the final stages. With all of his billions, he couldn't find a doctor or a medicine or a druggist that could cure him. Now he's going to go meet his maker. The one who wrote the book of Revelation. Because he refused the revelation of God. He's going to refuse of God. He's a rich man. And I will say it again. All rich men go to hell. The rich man died. God's proclamation. The rich man died and went to hell. That's never changed. Never. God don't ever change. God still hates Esau. Esau was a man of sin. He was a man that loved sin and despised his birthright to be made right. Wow. See, I say things like just like a lot of folks that came to this tabernacle. I tried to tell you when God brought you to this place, He gave you a birthright. He gave you the birthright. Come here and be born again, be born of the Spirit. A right to enter into the kingdom of heaven. sad.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Bless you, bless you.
The Holy Spirit, you are whatever.
Glory. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I don't preach, RG Stare.
Hallelujah.
He is nothing.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ralph. Ain't no Ralph here. He's dead.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You see, the Christian life is a life of faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
I am crucified with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, I live.
Hallelujah.
Yet not I.
Glory. Glory.
Yet not I.
Hallelujah.
The life that I live by the faith.
Hallelujah.
The one who authored and will finish the faith. Come on, people.
Lord.
The political thing. God's not a politician.
Yeah.
He's not in politics. That's why he's not in a lot of these churches.
Lord.
They do things by the majority.
Yes,
we'll vote this and we'll vote that. Christians don't vote.
No. Hallelujah.
We don't involve ourselves in the things of this world.
Hallelujah.
We're not Democrat, Republican, black or white. We're children of God. Washed in His blood. All redeemed. How I love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood. Not the blood of our military. I've always preached to you that we're going through tribulation. We must. Somebody said, well, yeah. All I know is the Bible said through much. Tribulation, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Where's that going to be on earth? Jesus Christ is going to reign, and we're going to reign with Him on this earth. For 1,000 years, and then time itself will be no more. Preachers out there shame that you don't know the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God wants you to have the best. He wants you to have, He gave you the best. You only be better is when you're with Him. He gave you the best. He's with you now. Let's go be better. Use a good symphony around here. A good heavenly choir. Now what you're listening to is, I think, in Nashville. I'm going to try with God's help to get more programming for Saturday morning. But don't do much good. I got it right for you. Some of you folks don't pay no attention to it. I'm sorry, people. We're too lazy. We're too nonchalant.
Amen.
Oh, he forgives you, but my God. He got to get you where you forgive yourself for your lethargy. God, forgive me for being me. I keep telling him I won't be like you, but I got too much of me here. I want to show up. Don't want to show the praise of God.
Oh, God.
Glory.
Glory to
God.
Glory
to
God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Come on, God. Our God's going to stop you soon. Big deal.
Amen.
He's going to stop this whole hell.
Yes.
He's going to stop every one of us.
Yes.
And it won't be long.
No.
You're going to destroy flesh. Yeah, burn it right up. America's going to burn. America's never been raised up by God to establish righteousness. We've always done unrighteousness. Well, he threw the Indians out. Check them out. We threw the black man or the white man.
Thank you, Father.
White supremacist. I'm white and I'm right. That's not true.
No.
There's no truth in that statement at all. I'm a woman. Big deal. Women's suffrage. Isn't that something? I suffer because I'm a woman. I can't bolt. I can't run the house. See, you won't buy that, will you? That's what they were called, women's suffrage. We're suffering because we're a woman. You can still have babies. No, you'd rather be a politician and stay at home, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Boy, you folk aren't going to budge, especially you precious sisters. Huh? What's wrong with being a godly woman?
That's right.
Lord, meekness and quietness.
Amen.
Lord, submission.
Amen.
What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong with that.
Amen.
Tell me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
From Walterboro, South Carolina, from a small farm. Well, what do you got down there, Brother Stair? What do we got here? We got about 200 acres of ground. All of it's been cultivated. We live on a beautiful grove. We don't ever go to Walmart if we don't want to. We got our own Walmart from wall to wall. Don't have to go to food store. We got enough food out here to feed. All kind of greens. My little Japanese, she likes the greens. Well, they're out there. If we run out of turnips, we'll use collards. If we run out, we'll use weeds. As long as they got some greens to them. The minerals in the green. I don't care if it's weed.
That's right.
It may not taste like you like it, but it'll still be good for you. These folks don't like me, Lord. I tell them to do it, the gourmet cooking. You know, we like to have the preacher preach just like we want them to preach. gourmet preaching.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
There's a phone number if you want to call. If you're going to call now, I'm going to tell you. If you're not calling to let us know, what I want to know is where you are and what you listen to. That's all.
Amen.
No questions, no comments.
Amen.
If you don't want to do that, then don't call.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
This is not a debate stage.
No.
You're not going to out-talk me.
Hallelujah.
I'd just like to know where you listen, because I got one more year, I think.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
3 years ago, they drug me off this land.
Yes.
Throw me in jail.
Oh, yes.
After 30 days, they took me before a judge, a magistrate, with all kinds of charges on me. And some of you folk out there, you still believe them. Well, I read this about you. Yeah, what did you read about Jesus? He's gotten in the wine bibber? What did you read about Paul?
Right.
You damn fool, you go to the world to get truth on me? What do you think they say about you, you nuts? They already call you a cult.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Of course, Mr. Trump, he's not a cult leader. Democratic Party's not a cult leader, are they? They demand you. If you're a Republican, you're a Republican. You're a Democrat, you're a Democrat. You're a conservative, you're a conservative. When are we going to wake up?
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Now, the phone number is 843-538-1334. I'd like to know who's listening, if you are listening, and tell me where. That's it. No more.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, you're not getting any calls. Absolutely. Don't you know Jesus was rejected?
Yes, he was.
Amen.
Gave us an example.
Yes.
Amen.
All the prophets after him should follow his pattern. He was despised and rejected. We esteemed him. God got him. God gave him a good way. Smitten of God. You see, you folk will never respond to that. You'll never respond to that because you don't fully comprehend that. Hello? Okay, Terry. God bless you. You ought to look at you people. Boy, is it really that hard to hear? Is it really that hard to hear?
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Hello.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. See, all these calls don't encourage me. A brother Ben. What I've gone through with that guy. Huh? And he's not the only one. I get call after call. Like the one I played, I think, last night, where the man finally called back and apologized. Huh? Now, this is like most of you. Yes, sir. Hello? God bless you. Thank you. Now we're hearing on the phone. They're hearing on the internet.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
And some are hearing on radio stations. Some are stations that I'm only on Saturday morning. I'm on Michigan right now. Where's my good old Michigan caller? You can call every day because I'm up there every day. Never mind. Try to explain to you anything what's going on.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What's your burden, God? Well, you want us to explain to you, don't you?
Okay.
Why we're so depressed. Don't worry about you. I'll destroy you.
Oh.
I'll just get rid of you.
Jesus. Jesus.
That's what it does to me.
Oh.
How many things would take God to get rid of me?
Ooh.
Poof. I told you, every time I stand in this pulpit, I think about the man out here in Cottesville at the One Baptist Church a couple of years ago.
Yes.
He was stepped into the pulpit, read his scripture, and then dropped dead.
Amen.
God reigns.
Oh, yes.
He could drop dead and not even kill me and not even apologize for it.
Amen.
He doesn't apologize.
No.
Huh?
No.
He just forget about me? Forget that I ever was? And won't remember that I'm supposed to be? Just forget. What burden? What burden? I will even destroy you!
Amen.
You! Me! You!
Hallelujah.
He don't need us to be God!
No,
he doesn't! He just made himself in that position.
Amen.
You need a God, and I'll be your God.
Amen.
Come out from among them.
Yes.
Be you separate.
Amen.
Touch not the unclean. What is the unclean thing?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
you. Unbelief.
Yes.
The sin.
Yes.
That's so easily. See, the devil bring your sin to you and you don't believe they're forgiven?
Yeah.
Now you're touching the unclean thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unclean. Unclean. Go show yourself to the priest.
Jesus.
And as they went, they were cleansed.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. What in the world? So angry. And after these things, and the establishment thereof, the king of Assyria came. And now that's another thing. You see, folk don't know why we have the Old Testament, the Word Testament is covenant, and the New Testament.
Amen.
I can't believe you people don't accept that simple. The Old Testament was basically given to the Jews. When Jesus came along, he rejected the Jews. Why? 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 And they're doing it to this day. Came to his own, the Jews. They should have known him. Just by virtue of the Old Testament pattern. A prophet like unto Moses, that was Jesus.
Glory. My God, my God.
Him you should hear and everything, that was Jesus. The prophet like unto Moses. Well, then where do you fit in? Well, Jesus said, I'm going to go away. He said, now if I go away, I'm going to send you another prophet. Another one just like me. He said, he'll hold things down till I come and then they give it up. Boy, oh boy. Are you folks so sedate? You know, the thing that really amazes me is there's a bunch of atheists out here. And they're picking on all the preachers, and rightfully so. But what the hell? They don't believe in God anyhow. Heard one of the eight talk, well, the Old Testament knew two different books. Yeah, but written by the same God.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus Christ is the same. He was the Word. What's in that book? The Word. Ezekiel, Matthew, Mark, holy men of God spake or wrote. I don't believe it. I understand that. So if you don't believe it, then don't believe it. Why are you trying to proselyte and make other unbelievers? If you're so secure in your unbelief,
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't believe in God. Good.
Okay.
Wonderful. If it's all right with you, or if it's not all right with you, I do believe in God. I not only believe in God, I believe in Jesus, His Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I wish somebody.
Glory.
Boy.
Lord.
Implacable.
Bless you.
I wish I could get on that, because he may not be back on the air no more. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, the greatest talk host in the history of radio talking. Millions of listeners every day. He's made millions. He's got much money. But he can't find a doctor that can cure his lung cancer. Now they're telling him, hey, Rush, the God that wrote the book of Revelation, he can heal you of lung cancer, of sin, of mental oppression, of frustration. And what he done will be eternal. Somebody, I'm going to tell you people again, you that's sitting there looking so guilty, if you think I'm preaching just for you, you got that right. But I did not plan that. If the Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart, you better thank God for it and stop acting like you're being wounded. He was wounded. Let me see if I can get this story out. Yeah, the phone number is still there. How many call this? Three? All were friends. I knew the other one. They're not going to call. Because I'm not going to give them voice, see?
Thank God.
See, when one tried to give me a long shot. If you want to call, let us know you're listening. And if you call, I'll know you're listening. If you call, like I tell you to call. 538-843-538-1334. And the reason I'm doing that is I'd like to know and like you to know. We ain't got many callers. Good. I don't want many. Doing my best to keep the few. And even the dead. See, I'm doing explanation, which I should never do. You can't explain God to anybody.
No.
My Lord is so high.
Yes, he is. Lord. So high.
Things and the establishment thereof. The king of Assyria came and entered into Judah. Now I stopped there because I'm really from the Old Testament, where God was laying out his plan, his purpose for his people that come to pass in the New Testament.
Glory.
They don't know that God. They don't want, they just don't. Lord. I'm looking right at your faces. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus came, he brought the kingdom of God. When he goes away, he said, I'm going to come back and bring you the kingdom of heaven, or bring you to the kingdom. Fear not, little flock, not big flock, not many. Fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In Him, the Holy Ghost, we live. Praise the Lord, there it is, in the Holy Ghost. Somebody! Oh, if I could but touch the heavenly garment, I just know I'll be made whole. Who touched me? Who would dare to touch me? Who would do that? And she came trembling. And when Hezekiah saw that the king of Syria was come and that he was proposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him stop the water. I can tell you, that's one reason I'm slow with this, because I'm reading from the Old Testament. All right. And you folks, you don't have to update that. The waters. Been attacked by the devil. And he stops the water. You guys, you got to work again this couple of days, don't you, Edward?
Yes, sir.
I think Mark told me he got to make up some schooling.
Yes.
To keep them off our back.
Yes.
You go pass them tests, okay? Again, God has been so good to us. How? By giving us the right to monitor our own water system. And they take our word for it. And they give us a good word again. Taking the samples of the water over to the man who he checks it out and says, pretty good. Or if we have too much bacteria, they say, do it again. Oh, there you folks in here, just run that water. And again, if it was not safe, why are you people like this? Why do I have to go day after day, incident after incident, to warn you folk? You got to drink that water, no problem. Our wells are clear, they're pure, meets their standard and more. Our men are on time. That's what they're going to do. They got to go back and pass the test again to see whether they qualify to say, it's okay. And that's what God's doing with you and me. He can make us take the test again and so we can say, it's all right. Well, why are y'all living like this? Safe. Safe water here. The pandemic was stopped at the gate. You hear the latest news? Over 3,000 people that took their vaccine, which has not yet been distributed, are paralyzed. Can't be reversed. You people amaze me. You amaze me how much you even give vent to that. That you don't realize that that's deadly. And Are you going to take the vaccine, Brother Terry? No! Well, they might put you down, put forces on you. Still won't work. I'm not going to let these Democrats and these Republicans force their manner of life on me. I'm going to live by faith. Take away our water. They won't do it. Because we'll probably end up with the safest water in the whole state of South Carolina. Boy, you folk, somewhere down the line, you've got to realize what God's entrusted us with. So he took counsel with these princes and these mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were before the city, coming against the people of God, who cut off their water supply. See, now I'm a deliver. How come you folks don't realize the water of the word? Amen. Cut it off. Yeah. You know, when I was in prison, I tried to tell you people, never been done before. What happened in those 30 days, within the very first day, and all I do is go back to my prison guard and back to a fellow who's in prison 4 years. We can't take your word for you. Your birth certificate says you're a Negro. Well, are there a lot of Negroes in our jails? Yes. 4-1. 7-1. Not because it did anything worse than a white man. It's because they was black. Couldn't nobody take their cause. Our justice system. There is no justice in the land. There's no truth in the land. The only justice and truth is in Christ Jesus and in Him alone. He is faithful. He is just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whoa! Hallelujah!
He's got the praise. Hallelujah! He's got the praise. Hallelujah! He's got the praise. Praise the Lord! He's got the praise. I've been walking since
when the anointing leaves me, then the old flesh takes over again. Oh, what a day. We're going to be changed. Changed from this mortal, this filth. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the king of Syria come and find much water? Why should these saints of God today find hope? Find faith. In a world of despair. And he straightened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers, another wall without, and repairs Milo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captives of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the streets of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed for the kings of Assyria, for the Palestinians, for the United Nations, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us. And if God be for us, he's more than everything else. Sent his servant to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lashan and all power with him unto Hezekiah king of Judah. Thus shall the king of Assyria say, whereon do you trust that you abide in the siege in Jerusalem? You stay in Christ. Doth not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourself to die by famine and by thirst, saying, the Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? And it's not being done. Hath not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, you shall worship before one altar and burn incense upon that one? Worship before one God? Know you not?
That's right.
What I said, what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands, there were gods of the nation of those lands. Any ways were they able to deliver their lands out of my hand? See, you don't know what I'm doing. I know you. The king was still saying, Hezekiah said, come on, we got one land, one God, one way. Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my father utterly destroyed, that they should deliver his people out of thine hand? That your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand, when all those other gods, when all those other couldn't do it, and you got a God going to do it?
Yes.
Now therefore, don't listen to Hezekiah. Don't let him deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter, neither yet believe him. For no God of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand and out of thy hand, of my father. how much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand? And his servant spake yet more against the Lord God. Boy, and the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people.
My Lord.
So shall not the God of Hezekiah of the Hebrews deliver his people out of my hand.
My Lord.
Then they cry with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall to make them afraid.
Yes.
And to kill them. They prayed unto the Lord and spake unto him, and he gave him a sign.
Hallelujah.
Hezekiah got the sign.
Lord.
He rendered not again according to the benefit done unto them, for his heart was lifted up, therefore there was wrath unto him. See, the sign was he's going to destroy it. The devil. He's going to consume Satan.
Yes.
With the brightness.
Brightness.
That felt so dark. That when everything is so bright, he won't deal.
Glory. Glory.
He's going to consume them with the brightness of his coming. No more darkness. No more death. No more dying. No, oh God. I wish somebody, I really do. Hezekiah had exceedingly much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver, for gold, for precious stones, for spices, for shields, and all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil, and stalls for all the manner of beasts. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance. But God has given him substance very much. The same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water course and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David, and Hezekiah prospered.
Hello. Amen.
The devil's prospering.
Right. Yes.
He's having his own way.
That's right.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
I'm reading from the book of 2 Chronicles, 32nd. Chapter. The things were written before our time are now being fulfilled.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just bring that update. I told you a long time ago, rich men go to hell. Mr. Trump claims to be one of the richest presidents we ever had, but he don't use his own riches. Our government is the richest government's ever been, but we don't use our own riches. Them politicians, they don't use their money. You just stop and think. Our debt is so much money, but there's enough money in Congress held by the politicians, they can just clear the debt. They don't do like Jesus. He just cleared your debt. He didn't tell you how much you owe. He paid what you owe. Somebody! Says you're free from debt. How are we going to live? According to these riches in glory.
Praise the Lord God.
Yeah. You poor people.
Praise
you.
Praise
you. You don't even know how to live in the spirit. You live so long in this flesh.
Glory God.
Anybody here know how to please the flesh?
Oh yeah.
Anybody here know how to please the flesh?
Oh yeah.
Anybody here know how to please God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because they are pleasing the flesh. They don't please God.
No.
I wrote back to Mr. Link because he called me a liar and said you lie again. So he's actually telling me the message that I preached is a lie.
Amen.
It's not a lie.
No.
But they turned the truth of God into a lie.
Amen.
Because they are liars. Ralph, your days are over. Yeah. Come on, fool, I'm 87 years old. Right. I told you that before you told me.
Yes, yes. Right. Amen.
I may have another year.
Oh,
I told you when I die, Jesus comes.
Yes.
I told you the coming of Christ is going to take place in a year when all the feast days come in the month of September. That's this coming year. Then it will be many years from then. So if we don't come this year, and we got to hang around here for
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm not even penetrating you.
Yeah.
Why didn't God let me get you saved? So he used my age. The signpost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My carekeeper, huh? I can look out. I said, took care of me this morning. Don't you know the Holy Ghost is a she?
Yes.
He's a carekeeper.
Yes.
My Lord.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost is the mother of God.
Yes.
Mothers take care.
Yes.
Mothers are concerned.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Mother clean diapers.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Holy Ghost, he gonna nurse you?
Yeah.
Clean your butt?
Hallelujah.
You know your butts?
Hallelujah.
Did they clean them butts?
Hallelujah.
Those are the big ones.
Oh, bless you.
Anybody got some big butts?
Bless you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Glory. Hallelujah.
I told you, folks, the last couple of days, if you're not going to breathe, you need to get out of here. Because when he comes down on my head, finally, and they find out that you're a believer.
Thank you, God.
They're going to smite the shepherd.
Yes.
And God's going to let them do it.
Amen.
In order to spare the flock.
Hallelujah.
I did Brother Best from New York. He'll always say 3 days within 6 months.
Amen.
Because that's the way I first preached.
Yes.
I said within 6 months.
Yes,
yes I did.
Amen.
So that gave me a little room. Aren't you ashamed?
Hallelujah.
Aren't you folks ashamed the way you received this? Aren't you ashamed? No, you're not.
Hallelujah.
No, you're not ashamed.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I don't let nobody tell me nothing.
Amen.
I won't let them do it.
Amen.
I don't care what revelations you have, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm not going to receive them from you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That was something that God told me years ago. He said, receive nothing from any man. I'm not going to receive your judgment on me or anybody else.
Thank you, God.
I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
I'm not going to serve you in any capacity.
Amen.
Not at all.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
No one's going to tell me what to do. No one. No one. And if I do submit to any of you, it's because God told me to. For your benefit.
Amen.
Your testimony is very vital. So I got to let you give it when we get right. For your benefit.
Amen.
Not for mine.
Amen.
Not for mine.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
For God's glory, not for yours. I wish somebody say amen. To God be the
glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the Lord.
And that's why when people call me, or write me, and they tell me about China, and my God, yeah, China and Russia right now are forming for war against the United States, and they're infiltrating our country.
Thank you, Father.
And in one day, so great riches, the richest nation in the world, with people living here in riches, you focus something. There was an article this morning about Mr. Trump and about Hillary, and up came the subject of Haiti. Most of us forgot all about it. Because when Haiti had an earthquake, it was so devastated, and Mr. Clinton took charge. He made millions. He made millions supplying supposedly needs for Haiti, but he put it into his own foundation. I made millions, but I put it into God's foundation. The devil, he's slick. He learned a whole lot from God. He even learned how to be God. You don't know that Satan puts a lot of confidence in his lies? His word? What's wrong with you folks? Where is your understanding of spiritual things? When God raised up America, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. What did they use to navigate? The North Star. The sign came from the north. And God led them all the way. I didn't know that. What if God willing,
amen,
after all these years to make his power known, raises up the United States of America and makes it the strongest power upon the face of the earth and then cuts it down? Nobody wants to tell that God's going to cut this nation. He's going to destroy it. Its influence, its hypocrisy, its perversion.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Boy, they shout now.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God.
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to hear the word of the Lord. Do I look pretty?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Praise thy name, oh.
What am I supposed to do about it? You told them they know nothing at all, and they think they know everything. They think they even know me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, bless you.
Look, you have no understanding, do you? You don't know me. You might know me after the flesh, but that ain't me.
Hallelujah.
That's
thank
not
you,
me.
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You know each other after the flesh? That ain't wise.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
No, no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Well, your spirit's not right. Stand up, come to this microphone, and speak to the world. Come on. Really? If you talk in this microphone, it'll go shh. It'll go to the whole world.
That's right.
My name is Ralph.
Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Testify for or against?
Glory to God.
I'm giving you a chance to testify.
Cool.
Come on. Right now, I want you to come tell these people I'm not God's man.
Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
I wonder what's keeping you. Is John, is he of God or is he of
heaven or
earth? Someone asked you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
They were trying to trap Jesus. Yeah, they were. Who got it? You poor people.
Hallelujah.
They wanted to ask Jesus a question. He said, okay, but I'm going to ask you one first.
Right.
You answer this one, then I'll answer yours.
That's what he said.
The baptism of John.
Which was it?
The preaching of R.G. Stair. Which is it?
Glory.
Are you being baptized with it?
Yeah.
Are you being immersed in it?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you being covered by it?
Yeah. Glory.
Are you being secured in it?
Yeah.
For God has shown them by the foolishness of baptizing with you with the Word of God and with the Holy Ghost. Is this work here a work of God or a work of R.G. Stair?
Thank you, God.
Well, answer it.
God.
You and then you're gonna oppose it?
That's right. My God. Oh God.
Well, you're lying. No, you lied. You told me you guys, everyone said you were gonna come here. I've been waiting on you. Oh, how God is burning my spirit. He gonna kill one of you dogs. Right while you're barking.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, just maybe, this house will get the fear of God off.
Yes, Lord.
I try to tell you why God did that. I try to tell you why God did it. But you sit there and mock me. Ananias and Sapphira, they agreed. They could have kept back part of that price.
Right.
Peter said, is that all of it? They could have said no. We gave all we felt we should give.
Yeah.
That'd have been a good answer.
Yeah.
How about some of you? Have you given all yet? Or have you given all what God told you? What do you feel? Huh?
Oh, bless
you. If you give all that God tells you to give, then you gave all.
Yeah.
Even if He holds some back.
That's true.
If you give all that God tells you,
right,
what more can you do?
Oh, thank you, our Heavenly Father.
I'd like to know why your reasoning does not fit into that.
Thank you, God. Thank you, our Father.
You got certain things that God didn't tell you to give? Now, use them. Why won't you read the book?
Right.
Why are you sitting there giving and doing it again, over and over again? Go to that book of Acts and read. Read the story. Read the account.
Amen.
But a certain man
named
Ananias
with his wife
Sapphira
sold
her possessions. How many of you folks sold your possessions? And if you have possessions, they're sold, aren't they? Aren't they sold out to God? How about you, Brother Pastor? Is that home over there belong to God? Huh? You sold it? Still in your name, though. Reserved.
Oh, God.
What a damn world I live in. What are you, rich man? You got $40 million, when you're done with it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
And I can tell you 1,000 times,
thank you.
I own no property. I have nothing in my name.
Thank you, Father.
Not even a car. Not even my own name. I don't even come to you in my own name.
You,
I come in the name of my Father.
To
name the game.
Thank you.
I don't believe that. I understand the understand it. I don't like it, but I...
Thank you. Thank you, God.
But did I tell you folk how God hates unbelief?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God. Thank you.
I'm not fearful this morning.
Glory,
I'm saying things that...
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That cannon will be used against me.
Yeah.
Or used for me.
Thank you, Father.
How are you going to use it?
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
How are we doing, Owen? Because if we try to go back, it's just a long way back. I think I'll stay right here because we're closer to the kingdom. We're closer now than we ever were.
Yeah.
Anybody got a song?
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
You gotta be careful, Brother Stan. You don't add to or take away from the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If there's one thing that God said that you don't want to take away, is I will come again.
Yes.
It's the hope of the church.
Yes.
It's the help of the redeemed.
Yes.
It's the reward of the righteous.
Yes.
Somebody! Yes. Somebody! Yes. My God! I remember one day Brother Wilder took me aside. I'd like to admonish you. You know, give you a little advice. You got to stop telling people that Jesus Christ is coming in our lifetime. Even though it's the truth, you got to pay for that. I sure am. Sure have. Because even you, some of you don't even believe it yet.
Oh, my Lord.
Even when he's dying right in your presence.
Glory.
They didn't believe Jesus even though he died right on the cross.
That's right.
You've got to understand that believing and unbelieving is an act of your will. So if you will to believe, then you'll have what you're believing for.
Hallelujah.
Well, can you and I talk for a moment? I really think you ought to get somebody else to finish this out. I really do. A fine orator, a man who's impeccable. He said, I had that man. I sent that man. He was impeccable. Didn't receive him then? Yeah, he was impeccable. Yeah. He was perfect. Why are you doing that? You don't know what I'm talking about?
Jesus.
You know him?
Oh, Jesus.
John the Baptist. Impeccable. No greater one.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God.
Ah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
What do you say? Huh? Drink a little or all of it? Oh. What do we got for dinner?
Leftover chicken.
I drank the water.
Hallelujah.
I think Jesus used that phrase to drink all of it.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Amen.
What was he talking about? The water of the word. Drink it all.
Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Hey, Brother Paul, I was watching a young lady stand in front of a judge the other day on a speeding ticket. And she was doing that. She said, no chewing gum. Oh, okay, now you understand. See, I tell things like that. You ever see people chew gum? They're not paying no attention. And they always got a reason. So I saw Paul this. Look at him. What you got in your mouth? Huh? Gum. That old judge said, you don't chew gum, but gum in front of the judge. They all stop chewing. Yeah, the judge said you don't chew gum in this courtroom. So if I think, if I was going before that judge, I'd leave my gum at home. Hey, we're coming before the judge, folk.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stop gumming them.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to drink all of it.
Amen.
Cheers. Miracle wine.
Glory.
Yeah, he turned the water into wine.
Amen.
So I got me a glass of water, and I'm going to drink wine.
All right, amen. Hallelujah.
I wish today God would give me a day when I could put a big old mirror up here and let you all see your faces.
Hallelujah.
You know we're going to see him face to face.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to see your face.
Yes, Lord.
When I shall see him. Like that? Hey, unacceptable.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a little line there I like. It probably got me going pretty good there. Let's see if I can find it again.
Glory to God.
Be strong.
Be strong
and courageous.
Courageous, yes.
Be not afraid. Boy, have I had to fight that.
Hallelujah.
If I was afraid that they were going to walk in that door and take me out, I sure wouldn't talk like I'm talking. And I was afraid for them guys to show up. But they don't show up. So we're waiting for the manifestation of Satan.
Hallelujah.
We want them to show up.
Amen.
Right.
when Jesus came out of temptation, Satan showed up. Show yourself, Satan! Oh, look at them. See, you're all ready for spiritual warfare, huh? Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Whew. Nor dismayed for the king of Syria, for the government leaders, nor for all the multitude is with him.
Amen.
For there be more with us.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Than with him.
Hallelujah.
With him is the military, the Congress, the laws, the arm of flesh. But with us. Hallelujah. The people rested himself upon the words of Hezekiah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father.
Glory.
Hezekiah.
Bless it.
Set your house in order. You're going to die and not live. Hezekiah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, are you folk encouraging. For 3 years now, and I know what God done. He confined me to this place. I am not allowed to leave 13680 Augusta Highway. Look how quiet you get. So for 3 years, I've been confined to this area. The very first night, I realized that this tabernacle is not 13680 Augusta Highway. What number is it?
1274.
One what?
1264.
See, if it would have been for the judgment of the judge, I'm not allowed to be here.
Thank you, God.
Do you know what's going on with the vaccines? They're telling folks they can't go to church. It's in the paper all the time. Do you worship by satellites? And I told you the first night I came home, I wanted to come over to prayer, which is the sadness right here.
Bless you.
That looks at the my God. So I called Mark and I said, Mark, do you know I'm bound over? I can't go to the tabernacle for prayer. You know, Mark got on the phone and called the lawyer. The lawyer got on the phone and cleared it with the prosecutor. And they gave me an exemption. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So that goes both ways.
Yeah.
I don't know how far out I go, but I know that I can go.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not even allowed by probation to go to Medical Ridge.
Thank you, Lord.
But see, when he let that thing out,
thank
you. Give it a little grace.
Grace. Yes, thank God for grace.
John, hear about the grace of God.
Grace.
And so are you. The thing that amazes me is just that simple thing. It ought to.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Part of my probation was we couldn't lock our gates.
Yeah.
And they're not locked.
No.
We had to make sure they were secured open. Why? To give law enforcement the opportunity to come anytime they wanted to. So our gates have been open, and all you folk could come anytime you want to. And the only time we'll stop you is your trespass. That means you don't belong here. But if you come the right way, God will forgive your trespass. This is the house, huh? This is it.
Amen.
I just don't talk plain enough. Hey, we have anybody listening yet? Past time now, but they can still listen if they're someplace else. Yeah, the phone number. Let's see if we still have somebody listening, all right? 843-538-1334. Now, see, you notice how I avoided calling Steve's name? Because if I called his name, he'd call. I did call Link, but he's lost the link. Ain't no man going to talk to me like that. Call me a liar. If I lie in one thing, I lie in everything. That makes me a liar. Jesus Christ is coming. They want my mouth stopped.
Amen.
Period. The proclamation of the prophet will be fulfilled.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
In order to establish the word,
yes,
he got to establish the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Isn't this something?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you're a part of that.
Yes.
If you are a believer.
Glory.
Oh, yes.
And if any man draw back from being a believer, your soul is gone.
Amen.
I've tried to explain that to you. If any man draw back from what? From faith.
Hallelujah.
By living by faith. And see, that's all going to come out pretty soon. Because pretty soon, that's all we're going to have to live by.
Amen.
They're going to cut our checks, separate us from our families.
Yes.
I'm just going to see my children. No, you're not. What's wrong with you people? The day after they arrested me, the very next day, they purposely took me away from Collison County so nobody would know where I was. I wasn't down here just a couple hours. They had me what they call a holding cell. See, God's got me in the holding cell.
Glory to God.
He knows where I am. He puts you in the holding cell so they know where you're at. They know where I'm at. Boy, oh boy.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
You and I tell that trip, and for some reason or other, you're so unimpressed. Along about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, the door opened myself. Come on, Mr. Stair. I walked out. Says, you got to use the bathroom? I said, no. Then come on. They locked me up. 2 strange men. Drove me out, put me in a car. I said, where are we going? He said, we're not going to tell you. Nobody's going to know where you're at. Boy, you folk. See, the devil's trying to say, nobody knows where you're at. But God knows where you're at. See, he knows where you're at. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know what in the world is God going to have to do to make us realize that we are that people.
Yes.
Preserving us in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a famine. There is a famine in the land. Not for the drinking of water, not for the eating of bread, but for hearing.
Yes.
Are you going to hear?
Yes.
There's no famine here.
No.
No. No. Daily bread.
No.
I wish somebody would get so excited. Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord.
They took me over to the Charleston Detention Center. Had me all tied up. They were ready for me. But they won't put me in a cell until late that night. They wouldn't let me lay down. Try to lay down in the chair. Can't lay down. So there I sat for, 12 hours? I didn't make a pass. If I'd ask them too much, they were getting mad at me when I asked. I said, can I go to my cell, please? I want a place to lay down. They got mad at me for asking them. Finally, the third or fourth time, I said, why can't I go? They said, got to see the doctor. Doctor's got to make sure your situation. When's the doctor coming? When he's ready. He's not going to wait on you. You're going to wait on him. So there I sat. Boy, you folk, are you excited about me telling you this? I don't know. Yeah, well, it's just remarkable. About 10 o'clock at night, I heard him say, Mr. Starr, there's the doctor. It was a woman. She walked in. She walked into the little room. I walked over. What's your name? I said, Mr. Starr, S-T-A-R. Oh, let me see. When's the last time been to a doctor? I said, I don't go to doctors. What? I don't go to doctors. I said, I wouldn't be here if they didn't make me. Now, what they do is to put you before a nurse or a doctor to see what your medical condition is. In case something goes wrong, they'll have some idea. Hey, Jesse?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Both times I said, well, I don't go to the doctor. But you're an old man. Isn't that amazing? You know, doctor kept me alive.
Glory to God.
They didn't want to deal with me. She just closed the book. She said, oh, you're just being held for Carlton County. Whatever that is. So then they go back and sit down again. It's about 3 years ago, right at this time. About this time.
Glory to God.
Boy, you people, you better find a way to cultivate listening and hearing. That's why the world is not going to hear too much when they come, because they don't want to hear to it. Then all the joy of telling them is gone. You people have been so fortunate.
God.
That God sent you a prophet.
Praise God.
And sent you to that prophet.
Praise God.
To tell you that Jesus Christ is coming.
Hallelujah.
In your lifetime.
Hallelujah.
So no matter how good your life is, it ain't going to be near as good as when Jesus comes. The bridegroom for the bride.
Yes.
So the bridegroom is going to come for the bride, because the bride is making herself ready. Along about 10:30, Mr. Starry, come on. So I thought they were going to put me in general population. Which one of you guys can describe general population from solitary confinement? Isn't this something? General population, they put you with all the other prisoners, no matter what their conditions are. Solitary confinement, they keep you separate for your sake, not because of the prisoners, for you. That's what God's doing with us here. You got us in solitary confinement for our sake. You got us confined here and no place like it. Wow, a prison without guards, without fences, without walls. He just keeps us here. Lord, it keeps you with a good meal coming.
Hallelujah.
Why, your cooks are inmates.
That's right. Yeah. Hallelujah. We all come. Yeah.
You don't know that?
Yes.
They're inmates.
Yes.
They're confined too.
Yeah.
I'll try to close with this. They took me with another man. There was two of us. There was actually four or five, but all the ones they separated, just these two. The rest they took the general population. took me in a little room. The one man was sitting with me. I said, "What's going on?" He said, we're going to solitary confinement. Because that's what I wanted to. I wanted to be left alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "We're going to prison. I wish I see you're not with me. I can say it." He said, "Listen, everybody that goes in this place is on their way to prison. In other words, they've already been guilty. Found. If you're just being held, you go to jail. Why won't you people believe me? Well, why do I got to say that in such a way that if they're holding you for trial or you go to jail? Once that's done, you go to prison.
Hallelujah.
See, we've been on trial, so we're now in prison.
Praise God.
Ain't going to work, Lord. I can talk and talk and talk, and they get bored and more. Lord bless y'all. I'm a prisoner of the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
And when he comes and takes me to the kingdom, I'm going to be his prisoner.
All right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to use me any way he likes, and I'm going to be willing for him to be
all
used.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, use me. David said, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper." You mean it's not just a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord? I don't mind being a doorkeeper. That's better than living in the tents of the wicked. Nobody! I'm a doorkeeper.
Amen.
Should be open and shut the door. With the phone call this morning, a lot of them folk, they wouldn't call. Because I tell them that you call with where you are, what you're listening to. No more. I didn't let the one guy stay on too long, but he was all right.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folk don't find a way to deal with your iniquity. It will be your ruin.
Glory God.
Does anybody understand that?
Father.
I can see they don't.
Hallelujah.
Look, I spare her over there. Because her iniquity says she can play basketball. I can embarrass her so bad. I don't care what she says. I really don't care. Come on, Mr. Devil. Say what you want to say. You want to get a real wrestling match with me? I got holes that you don't even know. I got ways. I told you. I believe the girl. At her size, how many folks do you think believe she can play basketball? And most of you believe it because she tells you so. Come on. And she's very confident. I like folks who are confident. So when I finally convince her she can't play basketball with me, she'll be very confident. Right? Look, here we go again. You think I don't hear mine going? Now, I don't care whether we play basketball or not, but I'm confident. I can whoop her. She might get a higher story, but she's not going to whoop me. The devil's not going to whoop me. He might throw me in prison, beat me up, but he's not going to whoop me. I'm more than a conqueror. Now, I know what you do. You know what you can do? Huh?
Agree.
No. Well, come on, let's agree. Not at hugging. I can't beat her at hugging. All I do is hold on.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Woo! Yes, sir. Yes. She's a good hugger.
Yes.
Boy, she pulled them arms in. You better say, help! Oh, I wonder how we make folk understand the things of God. God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
His wonders to perform.
Yes.
You know that song, don't you? We got a slogan on that, didn't we? No, you don't know that one? You never heard God works in mysterious ways as one to perform?
Amen.
There's another line to it. Well, I do declare, I thought you was an ignorant man around here. Come on, you get right here next to me. Everybody wants to know where Craig Mack is. Everybody wants to know where...
Oh, yep, the tabernacle, jumping up and down with the prophet of God. Hallelujah.
He got a pretty good mind, doesn't he? He never changed, doesn't he? God works in mysterious ways.
His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides in every storm.
Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high.
If
that's your bidding to come to you, come on. Just come on. Shall we stand?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless us.
I got rid of my callers, didn't I? Lord bless you. In Syria, they're threatening her husband. Of course, that means her too, and her way of life. And she was trying to tell how